Good afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. South Dakota Congresswoman Kristi Noem will be moving to Pierre in January when she becomes the first female governor in state history. She won a three-way race over Democrat Billy Sutton and Libertarian Kurt Evans on Election Day Tuesday. And in her victory speech in Sioux Falls late last night, Noem pointed to family as the basis for her success.
Success comes from strong families, and you've heard me talk throughout this campaign about the importance of strong families. I want to use every opportunity that we have for kiddos in South Dakota to grow up with families that love them, that support them, that help them be successful. We have the opportunity to be the state that leads by example on building strong families and communities together.
And Noem says she has a lot of plans for her first term in office.
I have some big plans for this state. Addressing education, meeting our workforce needs, going after affordable housing, affordable health care, dealing with our mental health crisis, and also addressing our rising crime and drug issues here in South Dakota. But I can't do it alone. I'm going to need every single person's help in the state of South Dakota. And you coming alongside of us, I think, is going to be incredibly important. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to work for you the last 8 years. And secondly, I want to thank you for the trust that you put in me to let me work as your next governor.
Noem will take the oath of office in Pierre on January 5th. One of her duties will be appointing someone to fill a vacancy in the state legislature. That's because last night, voters in South Dakota House District 31 elected Republican Charles Turbeville as one of their representatives. But Turbeville died last month of a stroke at the age of 75. It was too late at the time to remove his name from the ballot, so Noem will appoint someone to fill that vacancy. He didn't win the governor's race last night, but you probably have not heard the last of Billy Sutton. He's a young man, only 34 years old, and he says he wants to stay active in public service. During his concession speech, Sutton reflected back on the day in 2007 when a rodeo accident left him paralyzed.
And I keep coming back to the Bible verse that kept me going after the injury that changed my life 11 years ago. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. No matter your beliefs, there is something powerful in these words. I didn't know the plans God had for me after October 4th of 2007. But I knew I had to trust God's plan, plans to give me a hope and future. Tonight, I trust that there's a plan for the great state we all love as well, plans for a hope and a future.
Sutton didn't win, but he came closer to claiming the governor's office than any Democrat has in more than 40 years. Well, Dusty Johnson last night emerged the winner in a four-way race to replace Kristi Noem in South Dakota's U.S. House seat. Johnson got over 61% of the vote, far in front of Democrat Tim Bjorkman. Johnson says there's too much anger around Washington politics, and he says voters want Washington to work.
There are times when we're working together where things work pretty well. You know, the Senate passed their version of the Farm Bill with more votes than we have ever had in this country's history before. And I think Washington, D.C. Isn't perfect, and I think we need a few more good people who are willing to go to make that kind of progress work. I mean, I'm antsy. I want to roll up my sleeves. I wish I could get sworn in tomorrow, get into an agricultural committee hearing tomorrow, push the farm bill forward tomorrow. I'm ready to get to work.
Well, Noem, Johnson, and Republicans swept their way to victory in statewide races in South Dakota Tuesday. Winners were Jason Roundsburg in the Attorney General's race, Rich Satgast for Auditor, Josh Hader for Treasurer, Kristi Feagin for Public Utilities Commissioner, Steve Barnett for Secretary of State, and Ryan Bruner for Commissioner of School and Public Lands. South Dakota voters rejected the idea of a tobacco tax increase to buy down the cost of technical school education. That was initiated measure 25 on the ballot, and it got 45% support, but 55% of voters voted against it. It was a good night for incumbent Republicans in Northeast South Dakota. State Senators Brock Greenfield of Clark and John Wick of Big Stone City won re-election easily in Districts 2 and 4, respectively. In the District 5 Senate race, Lee Schoenbeck of Watertown was unopposed. In South Dakota House races, Republican incumbents Hugh Bartles and Nancy York were re-elected to two-year terms in District 5. In District 4, Republicans Fred Deutsch and John Mills were elected. A pair of incumbents, Lee Gable and Brenda Hanton, won re-election to the Coddington County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday. Day County voters elected a new sheriff. Ryan Ruckdashel defeated the current sheriff, Barry Hillestead, on Tuesday. And in Marshall County, voters re-elected Sheriff Dale Elson by a wide margin. He got 83% of the vote on Tuesday. In North Dakota, voters have rejected a ballot measure that would have legalized recreational marijuana. The measure that was defeated on Tuesday would have made it legal for people 21 and older to grow, possess, and distribute marijuana. Opponents argued that legalizing it would lead to a rise in violent crime, while supporters argued that legalizing pot would free up police to tackle more serious crimes. One person was taken to Prairie Lakes Hospital with serious injuries after a two-vehicle crash on Tuesday. It happened at 2:19 p.m. at the intersection of 4th Avenue Southwest and South Dakota Highway 20 near a Casey's convenience store in Watertown. A car driven by 44-year-old Jason Rowling of Watertown was westbound and ran a red light at a high rate of speed. He collided with a Pontiac G6 that was southbound on Highway 20. The driver of that Pontiac was taken by ambulance to the hospital with serious injuries. Rowling will be cited for careless driving and failing to obey a traffic signal. Three people were injured early this morning in a rollover in rural Coddington County. Watertown Fire Rescue was dispatched to the scene near 174th Street and 453rd Avenue at 1:45 this morning. They arrived to find a vehicle that hit an icy patch on the road and rolled. Two of the three occupants in that vehicle were ejected during the crash. The third person was able to get out of the wreckage on their own. All three were taken to Prairie Lakes Hospital with what are described as significant injuries. A 23-year-old Mitchell man is facing several charges after an incident that police say included gunfire at an occupied vehicle. Authorities allege Eric Rumbles rammed a woman's car, hit her in the face, then later stole the vehicle and came back to the scene firing several shots from a handgun. Nobody was hurt in that incident early Sunday. Rumbles is facing four felony charges and a couple of misdemeanors. And the county sheriff who led the law enforcement response to large-scale Dakota Access oil pipeline protests in North Dakota has been reelected to another four-year term by a wide margin. Kyle Kirchmeyer got two-thirds of the votes cast in the Morton County Sheriff's race on Tuesday. Kirchmeyer, in 2016 and 17, led the response to the pipeline protests that drew thousands of people and resulted in 761 arrests over a six-month span. News available anytime on our homepage, gowatertown.net. That's what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.